You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. Hey, when it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university.
Climb the trash university. $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
You're trying to grow your business and add diversity. What you do? Hit up Climb the Tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Climb the Tracks in university.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D ad playbook.com.
Hey, hey, it's your girl, Rochelle Shaw. Here I am, President of Communications here at CAU, and I talk about my favorite day of the week is the one that I get to talk to rock stars like these two over here. Just come in and absolutely crush it. Welcome to the show, Tammy and Sheldon. Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
Living the dream. I am. So I would not do you justice to introduce y'all. So introduce yourselves to everybody so that they know how fly y'all are.
They call me Coach Sheldon, and we help people start a transportation business with no CDL required, box truck, cargo van, and sprinter van. I'm trying to make sure I'm in the camera.
There you go. So who do you like to really work with? Like, you know, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people out there swearing that they do what y'all do, but they aren't half as successful as y'all are. Right? Because they really don't know what they're doing. So who do you really like to work with when you look to kind of help them be a truckpreneur?
We're looking for, we help people that got background issues. We help single moms that's trying to increase their income.
We just help just the regular entrepreneur that's looking for passive income, want to generate some additional revenue. And then also we help, as my husband called it, those little knucklehead kids who the world can't handle, but you can, those that may not be college material. Those are not going to be chemists, doctors, and rocket scientists. They're just good everyday kids, want to be out of trouble, put them in a cargo van. Let's get on a contract, make some money. And you can birth that entrepreneur spirit out of that young person.
Oh, I love that. I love that, especially because knuckleheads, you know, what they want to tell them is go and work a job that pays them $8 that sends them right back into being a knucklehead. Right. So it truly is what you are doing is changing the world. And that's why we love y'all so much, is we want that you're changing the world. So people with background issues, what do you mean by that?
In this business, this is probably one of few businesses where you can have some felonies and some prison background issues, and the industry really doesn't care about that. They just want to make sure that you got the proper vehicle, the transport, the freight, you got the proper insurance that's needed. That's all they care about. Can that freight make it from point A to point B? They're not really concerned about your background because you are an independent contractor. So they more concerned about, do you have the right equipment? And if you got the right equipment, we are not concerned about your background.
Huh, that's awesome. So when they come through, oftentimes I think people get in their head how much they think that they can actually make, you know, and they don't think, it's a lot of work, whatever. So what's you typically your students get to make once they start working your program?
So we got people that's in a box truck. We got people that's doing 3,000 to 4,000 a week. And then we got some exceptional people. They doing 5,000 to 6,000 a week. And then we got what we call our Hall of Famers. We got some people, they doing like 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 a week in a box truck. Yeah. And then for the cargo van and sprinter van, that can range. We got people making anywhere from 15 to about $3,000 a week.
Wow. Just driving.
Just driving, dropping off freight. And we just realized that we have literally turned three people into millionaires.
We're on our third one. We produced two in 2021, and we probably got two more that's probably going to happen in 2022.
Now that's fun. Now, right. What a blessing that is.
I can't wrap my mind around it, but yeah.
Well, some of that, see, I mean, it creates tears, you know, for me. Because I think when you guys first started and to see all of the impact that you were making, and when you guys passed that mark, it made us all cry. So to know that not only are you doing it, but you creating others that do it, that is just what an amazing blessing to the world. Man, you know, praise God. Amen. Amen. That's just awesome. So when they come through and when you start to think about where you guys were 2 years ago, right? Like, what was it that made you say, let me just give this a try?
So in 2018, Sheldon and I had a conversation, and I was like, Sheldon, you know, like, you started this transportation business, you're helping people. 2016, 2017, he was just helping his friends, a lot of them they had come out of prison. They was trying to find, you know, something new to get into, opposed to going back to what they knew or was familiar with. And so when I saw him teaching people, I was like, you're on to something. Why don't we do like a seminar? So we had our first seminar in March of 2018, had about 20 people around our kitchen table. And we just dropped the game down to him, like everything that Sheldon learned, all the mistakes he made. We just shared it. I put together a quick PowerPoint slide and we would invite people. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like people showed up, you know. So then I had to keep on doing that over and over and over to get people in there. And I was like, okay, this is becoming a bit draining. Like, I need to get in front of these people. We need more exposure. So I participated in a virtual conference, and I thank God for Taria Vision Avant, because during that conference, she said, you need to meet Mark Hoyle. And I was like, who? You talking about the little guy that be circulating on? I was like, oh, what do you do?
The one with the gold teeth.
Yeah. And I was like, and she was like, well, he's going to help you guys. He can help generate leads. And I was like, at that time, I was like, what's a lead? Like, I'm like, oh, you mean the people? Like, I didn't even understand the terminology because I have a corporate America background. So I was still in corporate America during the time. So I didn't understand entrepreneurship on this level. I just didn't. Plus, I'm 50. I'm going to make a flyer, get me Microsoft Word, get a PowerPoint slide, try to put it on Instagram. Like, I didn't understand like digital marketing and all that. So I reached out to Mark Quayle. We interviewed with him. My husband was like, all right, we don't know. He was like, you know, we ain't about to drop down this kind of money. I'm like, we need help if we're going to get out there. So then he saw me struggling, saw how difficult it was to get people to know who we were. And so I went in Mark Quayle's inbox and I was like, I really need your help. And so at that point, I talked to Sheldon and he was like, if you think we can do it, okay, let's go on and sacrifice. So we sacrificed the money. And in my mind, I was like, I'm going to convince this man to drop down this money. I got to produce, because if not, it's going to be ugly up in this camp. And so, and at that time, like, it was a sacrifice for us. And I was like, all right, so I'm in his inbox, like, Mark, well, I don't know who you are, but I need your help. Taria told me, blah, blah, blah. He was like, I got you. And so so I signed up. And, you know, in my mind, again, I was like, well, I got to do this thing right, because I don't want us to be at a loss. And so I was like, I really went through the program. Mark, well, even just the onboarding process was so seamless for me, or to me, because, you know, I don't know, it wasn't difficult for me. And plus, I had this desire, like, if I don't do anything, at least let me break even, you know. So that was my thought process. And so I went through the program in 30 days. I went through every single video. I went through all that. I wrote down Buku notes. You know, Sheldon was like, are you coming to bed? I'm like, no, let me finish trying to get this set up, because, you know, we got to get our money back. And during that time, we were making about
$4,000
a month. And it was draining. I was spending countless hours trying to tell people what we do. So we dropped our ad in 30 days. And the very first month we did
22.5.
And then the next month we did
32.
And then the next month we did
36.
And then the next month we did
40.
Then the next month we did
60.
Then the next month we did
70.
Then the next month we did.
We up to about 150 a month.
Yeah. 150,000
a month. Well, look. I was gonna say, because the first time I met you, she didn't have that ring on. Oh my goodness, he upgraded me. like my heart started beating. It's just, I couldn't pay attention to what you were saying. I was looking at that ring. Right.
Yes, he upgraded me. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. I saw you had, you got something else for your birthday too.
A 18-wheeler.
When I saw that video, literally, I just, the tears. I said, oh my goodness. Y'all better work. Okay. Y'all better work. So what does that feel like now? You know, I think everybody is kind of talk. But what does your day look like now when you wake up? Because before you said this is too much. So what does your day look like now?
Well, we got 11 employees now, so wow. You know, they take some of the pressure off of us and take some of the workload off of us.
Crazy.
And you know, we wake up. We have team huddles three times a week with our staff, and then I just go around checking on people that's in certain positions with the company, and that's it. You know, yeah. So we've created some freedom for ourselves, and we've created passive income, also additional passive income. So yeah, it's just been a wonderful journey. Sometimes we wonder when it's gonna slow down, but this bad boy just keep moving.
It just keeps moving. Well, I have to tell everybody that when I first met them in person, Tammy was asking, how do I delete the people who don't respond off my email list? Because she didn't want to upgrade. And I said, what are you talking
about? I remember that. Right?
And we giggle about that now, but you know, then you say, oh, well, what is this? What is that? It's just part of this crazy business thing that does take on a life of its own. And before you know it, I always tell everybody, put your seatbelt on. Because when you have it right and when you do it right, it just doesn't stop.
It don't stop.
Yeah. It just keeps coming and it just keeps coming. And all of those things that were in the way, because it was a little bit at first, right? A little pushback, Sheldon, right? You know, I think. You know,
after being cussed out by you and Dre, we got our stuff together.
we did cuss you. But you know. Sometimes.
It was a good straightening.
It was a good straightening. Right? But I think that so many people come into entrepreneurship and they think it's going to be like y'all's was, but that's not what it truly is. So that when you get it like that, I think we all offered to buy it from you then. We were like, well, can we just buy it from you?
Right, y'all did.
And if you don't want to do it, give it to us. We'll take it, right? Because it is a magical, magical moment. So what that tells me is that y'all stay prayed up and that you are doing the right thing and that you are tithing on time and that you do what you're supposed to do. That's what it shows. Like it's very obvious that you are not being selfish with this thing. And, you know, we're working on the third millionaire that's come through your program. If that don't make you do the here come the music, right?
Yeah.
Then I don't know what it is. So what's next for y'all? What plans do you have? What is it? What do you know?
Well, we in a position financially that we've never been in before.
Yeah.
And it's a great feeling to be in a financial situation like this.
Yeah.
So the program that you guys helped us with, it put us in a position where we done bought 4 trucks cash. We flipping our first real estate property right now. It's in progress right now.
Yeah.
We also looking for 5 acres to start a truck parking. We're going to invest in about 5 acres and start truck parking.
Wow.
And then before the year is out, we are looking at a warehouse.
Wow. You from 4,000 a month.
from $4,000 a month to we made $2 million last year. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's fun.
And that's all cash collected.
Yeah. That's not what we build out. That's what we, yeah.
This not the trucks on the road. This not that. This is straight coaching. You guys helping us with our program.
No, no, baby. It's we did 1.5 on the coaching, and then we probably did another 600,000 on the trucks.
Oh, okay.
So on the trucks that are out.
Right.
Wow. That's fun though. It's still fun. Yeah. You know, it's no bad. You know, the seven figures is always fun. Them two commas always fun. So sounds like you guys got a lot of plans. So that's always awesome. So one of the things that I always like to do is that Marquel and Andre don't know that I actually doing these, and we're putting it all together for them at an event that we're going to do soon. But it is, if you got any special messages for them, that here's your opportunity to just, I always cry. I'm such a crybaby. What is it that you would love to say to them?
I would probably love to tell them, man, thank you, especially to Dre, because Dre got in my butt. You got in my butt a couple of times. And just thank you, Marquel. Thank you, Dre. Thank you for your team. We wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for Client Attraction University. We wouldn't be here. I think one of the things that they taught me from the beginning, I don't know if it was Marquel or Dre, but one of them told us, when you go in this social media space, just be yourself. Just be you. And that's probably one of the biggest advice that they gave us, because people flock to my story about me coming out of prison. And, you know, people flock to the story that me and my wife are ministers, and they flock to the story that we tithe on everything that we make. So we just being ourselves. We don't try to be nothing different on social media. We just be who we are. And that's probably one of the biggest things that they told us. And I remember Dre told us this, because we had went through a season where people was trying to steal what we do. And they was trying to duplicate what we do. And me and my wife on social media, not, you know, being exposed to social media, we got offended by that. We got pissed off by that. You know what I'm saying? And I remember Dre saying, they can duplicate you all they want, but they'll never be the original. Never. And your testimonies are going to set you apart. And sure enough, our testimonials were all the people. We didn't turn 500 people into entrepreneurs since COVID, and we didn't had 67,000 people come through our program.
It's just, it's so fun to hear. Couldn't be two better, more amazing people. Loving couple. It's fun to just watch y'all. It's fun to watch y'all bicker too. That's fun too. You know, cause I get so tickled by that when she be like, no, Sheldon. When she tell you. But it's fun to see y'all in love. It's fun to see. I think the other day watched your wedding day video. You had reposted that on social media. And I was like, oh, I cried again, but you know, I'm a baby. I cry all the time. And I said, oh, they are so cute. They are so amazing just to watch, and to watch y'all work together. It's just fun. So if there is another 67,000 people who want to go through your program, where do they find y'all? Give us your website, all your handles, everything.
So you can find us. Our website is www.boxtruckcoach.com. Just straightforward. Radio ready website, boxtruckcoach.com. You can find us on Instagram at Sheldon_boxtruckcoach. And those are our two main outlets, reaching out to us. And you can always give us a phone call. We do have a phone line too, where you're going to get a live person. And that number is 833-269-8785.
And also on our Instagram page, if you hit the bio, the link, it'll drop down all our feature stories that we did the feature story we did on the Word Network on God Made Millionaires, the podcast we did on Truck and Hustle, the podcast we did on Social Proof with David Shan, Sleepers for Suckers. So it got a little history, got our commercial that we produced. So the research us to see that we legit, we one of the few people on social media that we ain't never been shut down. We ain't never had no complaints. We ain't had nothing by the grace of God, you know.
If so, we don't know because the team keeps it from us most of the time.
No, when you're doing the right thing, that's what happens, right? When you're doing the right thing, it's like, it's just following the process, following the steps, and those will allow it to come through. And we tell everybody, just follow it till you get to the million. Then after that, then you can do the rest of the stuff, right? But just follow this one. So that's why it's so exciting to hear all of the great things that y'all are doing. So if you truly want to find a way, or if you know a knucklehead that needs a better way to live his life, then go meet up with these wonderful people of God who are absolutely changing the world. And if you have a business or you are a coach and you want to know what to do with yours so that you can have the same type of success as they had, you can go to the paidadplaybook.com. That's paid, P-A-I-D, adplaybook.com.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.